maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Ronald Gatbonton, isa sa co-director ng Grupong Philomates. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ronald.
Magandang umaga, Annaline.
Oo. Gaganapin ang Entrepreneurship Workshop ng Philomates sa buwan ng Mayo, ikapito. Tungkol saan ito?
Ang in-organize nating Philomates Workshop sa May 7, this coming May 7, ito ay isang entrepreneurship workshop na para sa ating mga kababayan dito sa Sydney. It's open for all. The invitation is open for everyone. Basically, we have organized some successful guest speakers para magbigay sa atin ng talk on how to start a business back in the Philippines. Also, we have some speakers na naging successful in their own rights in having their own business. We have organized some partnership as well with the DTI people so they can give us assistance and information, anong mga available services para makapag-start sa Pilipinas. One of our speakers is Miss Ace Gapos. She's one of the speakers that's coming from the Philippines. Ace Gapos is the CEO of Blogapalooza. She will discuss with us on that day on how to become an entrepreneur. So she will give us her inspiring stories, challenge us, and give us an overall mindsetting on what it takes to become an entrepreneur.
Mm-mm.
So after being inspired, we also requested Miss Micah Tan, one of our guest speakers from overseas. She is the CEO of Angel Investing. She will discuss some pointers and tips with regards to diversification. So basically, it's all investments and what to do. She will also discuss how her company works, Angel Investing, kung anong mga opportunities meron tayong mga philo dito sa Australia and how we can invest sa Pilipinas. And after being inspired and being pumped up, we have Mr. Kenneth for DTI. And he will discuss and help us on how to set up the business that we have thought of putting in the Philippines. So after malaman natin ang gusto natin gawin, syempre kailangan natin ng step one. So si Consul Kenneth ang tutulong sa atin para malaman natin kung anong ahensya ng gobyerno, sinong lalapitan, at saka ano yung mga processing. Kasi ang hirap mag-start from offshore. Eh. So It's a big help na meron tayong support na makukuha from our government para maging easier, at least hindi masyadong blurry ang pag-start natin.
So Ronald, basically ito ay investing and doing business in the Philippines.
Yes, yes. So we are encouraging our fellow Filipino members of Tuo think about it. And if they have plans, do something about it. Investing in the Philippines. Entrepreneurship. Kasi every now and then you think about something like, oh, pwede sa Pilipinas to. Kasi ganyan. Pero isip natin, paano? Sino lalapitan, di ba? Tapos, maisip mo, hindi ko lang paano mag-start. So actually, ito yung best way eh. So magiging malaking tulong to para sa atin.
At Ronald, meron ding restrictions being Australian citizen and investing in the Philippines, hindi ba?
Meron, but normally naman, if you are if you still hold your Philippine passport, pwede pa rin siyang okay. Tapos pwede ka pa rin mag-invest sa Pilipinas unless I'm not 100% sure unless you have not taken up a dual citizenship.
Mm-mm.
So, magiging iba yun, which we need to clarify still sa, I think it's the DTI that will be giving us more information regarding that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you don't have much ties sa Philippines, there are also some setups that can be organized. And I think Consul Kenneth will also discuss that one during his presentation, like yung forming a partnership, sole trading, or company. If like meron kayong group of friends na would like to do a joint venture sa Pilipinas. So, which pathway to go? It will also be discussed on that said event.
Mm. Alam natin na ang mga Pilipino, hardworking, pero marami dito sa Australia na may mga maliliit na negosyo, pero yung iba, hindi talaga napupush para lumaki, di ba? Pero yung investing in the Philippines, kaiba ba yun sa investing dito sa Australia at sa Pilipinas? Ano yung sa tingin nyo as the organizers, ano yung advantage to invest or do business sa Pilipinas?
Sa palagay namin, investing in the Philippines or setting up a business in the Philippines, mas magiging personal touch siya. Kasi dito, if you put up a coffee shop, for example, a coffee shop business in Australia, you have to target yung majority of it. Tapos, versus kung i-cater mo siya, Philippine setup lang, alam mo kung ano yung panlasang Pinoy na. So, mas magiging madali sa'yo, mas magiging personal touch mo siya, mas ma-express mo yung sarili mo. And doing it in your own country, or in your home country, you know na you're, in your own little way, you're helping to boost the economy, which is one of the big advantages or one of the big benefits. And also, diversification. Hindi ka lang sa Australia nag-invest, or you're not putting all your assets sa Australia, you're also putting some sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. It can be a family-owned business. You can help out your family, your siblings, by opening a business in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Tapos, in here, you can also do one. So, may mga advantages din siya.
So, ito ay open to the public. Paano sila makakakuha ng dagdag na impormasyon kung sila ay interesado?
Yes. So, ang invitation is open for all sa May 7, 2017. It's a Sunday. Gaganapin ang entrepreneurship workshop sa Philippine Consulate sa Wentworth Avenue sa CBD. It's open for everyone. We just want everyone to register sa event sa philomates.com.au because we only have 80 seats available kasi yun lang ang maximum seating capacity ng venue. Mm-hmm. And I know marami ang mga taong gusto pumunta. So if you are really interested, if they are really passionate about starting up something back home, then as early as now, they have to register just to secure their seats.
Meron na bang mga nag-pledge ng interest nila to come?
Yes, meron na. Actually, within the Philomates community, we already getting good responses and numbers. So, yeah, so the sooner na malaman ng mga tao, they have to register as early as they can just to secure their seat.
Medyo interesting tong topic na o itong workshop na ito dahil kumbaga sa atin, iniisip natin yung long-term ano, na investment para sa, syempre ngayon nagtatrabaha tayo, pero yung mas pang matagalan na pamumuhunan nga at investment yung mas mahalaga.
Yes, so para sa kinabukasan at sa ekonomiya. Everyone guys, mga kababayan, ini-invite namin kayo sa gaganaping entrepreneurship workshop this May 7, 2017. It is Sunday, so hopefully everyone could come. Gaganapin to sa Philippine Consulate, sa CBD, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. All details will be in the Philomates website, philomates.com.au. We are encouraging everyone to please register and secure their seats kasi meron tayong limited capacity ng venue. So as early as now, please do register. We have a very interesting and inspiring guest that will give us a talk. And I'm pretty sure after ng workshop na to, yung grit factor natin 100% in putting up a business in our country.
Is it free?
It is free. It is definitely free. So everyone come and learn.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Ronald Gatbonton ng Philomates Community.
Thank you, Annalyn.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.